Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends. This year should be a schus for Yishai Dov Alevi ben Neri, Chagai ben Chana, and all the Chayalei Tzal that are pursuing. It says in the Pesach Shar Cholei Yisrael. It says in the Gemara in Brachas, Daf Lamed Hei Amid Beis, Tana Rabbanu Be'asatu Deganecha Matam Adlo Melefishin Amar Loim Rasein Bratov Zemi Picho Yachol Dvarim Kichsav. It says that you should gather in your grain. What is the Pasuk teaching you? Since the Torah says you have to continuously learn, I might think it's literal. Pasuk says no, you have to gather your grain. You have to be noig minig derech eretz, says Rabbi Yishmael. Hanig be minig derech eretz. Rabbi Shimon bar Yochai says, how could it be? Efshar adam chorish b'shas charisha, zoreya b'shas zriya, koitzer b'shas ktsira, v'dosh b'shas disha, v'zoreya b'shas haruach, Torah matahei oleo. So Rabbi Shimon bar Yochai says, how could it be that a person's plowing when everyone's plowing, and he's planting when everyone's planting, and he's harvesting when everyone's harvesting, etc.? What's going to be with Torah? Rather, when the Jewish people are doing the will of Hashem, then other people are going to do their work. And if they're not doing the will of Hashem, then their work is going to be done by themselves, as it says, V'yasafta digonecha. If they're not doing Ritzon HaShem Makom, then all of their work is going to be done by others, and they can just continuously learn. Otherwise, what's going to be with Torah? If you say it's Kichsava, and the pasuk is if you say that Ve'asafta Diganecha applies universally, then what's going to be with Torah? So therefore, we have to say that really, if they're also Ritzon HaShem Makom, they don't have to gather in the grain. The pasuk is only talking about when there ain't no sin b'tzano shel makom. Abaye says many did like Rabbi Yishmael and work together with learning. The also b'yodin, they were matzliach, and like Rabbi Shimon bar Yochai, and they were not matzliach. It's not for the masses, this constant learning and not working. So we have to understand the lashon of Rabbi Shimon bar Yochai, who says Torah matahei oleo. Since l'chaora he's coming to argue on what we thought originally, lo yomu sefer Torah zemi picha. Yachol dvarim kichsavam, and then we reject that and we say it's not kichsavam because it says ve'asafta digonecha. So memelo lo yamush is not kichsavam. You have to have derech eretz together with the learning. And Rabbi Yishimon bar Yochai is coming to argue with that. So what does it mean Torah matahei oleo? He should have just said Torah dvarim kichsavam kipshuto. From the fact that he didn't say it, it means that he. He agrees with the drush of Rabbi Ishmael that he has to be noig minig derech eretz. But he has a kasha, Torah matahei oleo. What's going to be with the Torah? But then we don't understand this kasha. Since tsuras, liman ha-Torah is together with derech eretz. So what do you mean, Torah matahei oleo? That's the way you learn. Together with working, you learn. What's the problem? Marsha asks how Rabbi Shimon bar Yochai explains the pasuk of the asafta deganecha to be talking about when they're not doing ritzon shel makom. It's talking about the parasha shni of Kriya Shema, and it says V'hayim Shemot Tishma Mitzvay Sai. You are listening, and then V'yasafta Diganecha, and then only afterwards it says Yishamar Lechem Pen Yiftel Vavchem, go off the derech. But originally they are listening. So what he means Ein Osim Mitzvon Shel Makom. So the Maharsha says that it's talking about where they're not tzaddikim gemurim, like Tosva says. They're tzaddikim. They're listening, but they're not completely listening. Since it says Avdo B'chol Vavchem B'chol Nafshchem, and it doesn't say B'chol Meodeichem like it says in the first parasha. Mashma, they're not Mekayim b'chol Meodecha, and they're not Tzaddikim b'chol Meodam. They're not complete Tzaddikim. So the Hagdara requires understanding. These Tzaddikim agree to b'chol Levavcha, b'chol Nafshcha, but they don't agree to b'chol Meodecha. They're not willing to give their money. What's going on over here? So in the Sefer Afike Mayim, based on the Shurim of Hagon Ramosh Shapiro Shlita, he explains as follows. It says in the Gemara in Sanhedrin, Amr Rabbi Yochanan Mishum Rishim V'yayar Tzadik, Nimnu V'gamru. Any Avera, they say to a person, either do this Avera, I'll kill you. He should do the Avera and not be killed. Except for the big three Avodah Zarah, Gila, Rana, Shvichu, Stam. In fact, the Gemara, Avodah Zarah, no. I, Rabbi Ishmael, says that if they say to you to serve Avodah Zarah and not to die, then you should serve and not die. V'chai b'hem lo sh'yomis b'hem. So you see, Avodah Zarah is not Yehorg v'al Yavor. And says the Gemara, Inu Damar, they hold that Avodah Zarah is one of the big three, like Rabbi Eliezer. Tanya, Lezer Oimer, V'haftas Shem L'kecha B'chol Levov V'chol Nafshecha B'chol Modecha. If it says B'chol Nafshecha, what does it say B'chol Modecha? And if it says B'chol Modecha, what does it say B'chol Nafshecha? So the Gemara says, if there's a person who loves his money, who loves his soul more than he loves his money, he loves his life, his body, more than he loves his money, says, b'chol nafshecha. All of your nefesh, you should love Hashem. And if there's a person who loves his money more than he loves his body, says, b'chol me'odecha. So what's pshat v'ahavta is Hashem elokecha? Rashi says, shelo tamirenu b'avodah zarah, that you should love God so much that you don't exchange God for avodah zarah. So writes the Ran that the pasuk v'ahavta is talking about avodah zarah, that you should love God and not serve avodah zarah. So you see, the Rabbi Lazar learns from the pasuk of v'ahavta is Hashem elokecha that a person is mechuyav limser nafsho, and just explain that's the Gemara's teretz. We see from here that one is supposed to die rather than serve avodah zarah. So there is a source that avodah zarah is one of the major three cardinal sins that one has to die rather than transgress. So you see from this Gemara that Rabbi Lazar learns in the pasuk of Ve'ahavta Hashem Elokecha that a person is mechuyav limser nafsho in order not to be over on the chait of avodah zarah, and that is against the klal of v'chai behem v'lo shiyamus behem. So the fipshuto, the pshat is like this. Since the pasuk of Ve'ahavta is coming to teach us that you shouldn't exchange God for avodah zarah chas v'shalom, we see that even if one has to die, one still has to keep the pasuk of Ve'ahavta. Ve'ahavta means even you have to do anything to show your love for Hashem and not to serve avodah zarah. You have to do anything b'chol nafshecha. So even no telas nafshecha, even if one has to die, that's the chiyuv. But if that's the case, then what's Rabbi Lazar telling us? Im yesh lecha adam shememono chaviv elav migufo, and therefore it says b'chol modecha. Sometimes people love their money more. That's why it says that even with all your money. And if there's a person who's gufo is chaviv, then it says b'chol nafshecha. The Ikar Yalfusa here is from b'chol nafshecha. B'chol nafshecha says the chiyuv to be moser nefesh. So what does it have to do with a person's guf? And what does it have to do with the person who loves his money? And his goof is more chaviv than his money. What does it bring in the whole thing about money here b'chlal? What does the b'chol modecha have to do here? All we need to know is b'chol nafshecha, afilu not elas nafshecha. Don't give it away for avodah. You have to love Hashem, stav shem kecha b'chol avovcha, b'chol nafshecha. Even if he takes your soul. So what do we have to bring in the drasha of b'chol modecha? What's it doing here? This is a din in avodah zarah. That if one is given the choice of either avodah zarah or Hashem, one has to go with Hashem. Not only that, but if it says b'chol nafshecha, what does it say b'chol modecha? So you can learn a kavachomer. That it says b'chol nafshecha, even one's body, so you can learn a kal v'chomer b'chol me'odecha. That it says b'chol me'odecha, why does it have to say b'chol nafshecha? Doesn't make sense, because in all lavim in the Torah, one is mechuyev to be moser kol memono in order not to be over in a losa seisha b'torah, but he's not allowed to be moser nafsho. So this whole kal v'chomer is only about nemar b'chol me'odecha, lama nemar b'chol nafshecha. One has nothing to do with the other. All one has to, one learns from b'chol me'odecha is that one has to give up all one's money not to be over in a losa say. But that doesn't teach us anything about b'chol nafshecha. B'chol nafshecha is to die. B'chol nafshecha is v'chai b'hem. You can't tell me that from b'chol modecha I would learn b'chol nafshecha. If it says b'chol modecha, why do I need it to say b'chol nafshecha? It's very pashut, because b'chol modecha only teaches you money. B'chol nafshecha teaches you even to die. So come to us that this b'chol modecha doesn't teach you anything about dying for Hashem. So what on earth is it doing here? So to explain this Yafusa, we can say as follows. Of course, that v'ahavta is Hashem Elokecha is b'chol nafshecha, b'chol levavcha, b'chol nafshecha modecha. That we know. But what does it mean? So it doesn't mean that there's a din miyuchad of mesiris nefesh against the klal of v'chai b'hem. That's what he originally thought. That there's a klal in the Torah of v'chai b'hem, and comes b'chol nafshecha to teach you, no. Here, there's no v'chai b'hem. Here, when it comes to the major three averis, when it comes to avodah zarah, here we're talking about avodah zarah, when it comes to avodah zarah, there's no v'chai b'hem. This chiyuv of mesiris nefesh trumps the v'chai b'hem. That's not what it means. Rather, there's a din here in the chiyuv ava. How far do you have to love? That avas Hashem mitzad atzma is completely unlimited. You have to give everything for avas Hashem. And in that, Rabbi Lazar says that if it already says that for the ava, you have to be moser nefesh, you have to give everything, even your body, so certainly you have to give your money. Rather, there's a certain type of yid who loves his money more than he loves his goof. And for him, you have to say, give up the money. But really, what's the limud? The limud is to give up what's most valuable for you. That's the limud of v'ahavta Hashem Elokecha. Not that there's a din here that mesiris nefesh beats for avodah zarah, beats for chai b'hem. No. The limud is that you have to give up what's most valuable for you for Hashem, when told to. So when it comes to avodah zarah, it's one's life. When it comes to stam alav, it's b'chol mo'odecha, it's all your money. And Taka, in the explaining b'chol mo'odecha, Rashi says, "Tehei avoso chaviv l'cha yoyser mikol achoviv l'ch." Your love for Hashem should be more beloved to you than everything that's beloved to you. So writes Rashi in Pesachim. Why does it say b'chol mo'odecha? Eov is baracha yoyser men achoviv l'cha. Love God more than what's beloved to you. So the ikar kavan of the pasuk is that true love surpasses all boundaries. And therefore, what's ma'od by a person, b'chol me'odecha, all of his money, has to be willing to give away all of his money. So this b'chol me'odecha is just a gili of milso de chashivusa, just showing something very, very important for you. You have to give up whatever is most important for you. And that's what it means when it says in the pasuk in Shir HaShirim, ki aza kamavis ahavu, ma etc. Love is so strong, so sharp. Ma'im rabim lo yuchlu lechavis ahavu and haris lo yishtafua. Yimite nishus kol hanbesu be'ava bozi avuzula. There's no shavius. There's no erech in the world. Mul ahavis Hashem. Ahavis Hashem bozi avuzula. Someone says to give up. A person will give all of his fortune. No matter how much money somebody gives me to for Ava, Ava is beyond anything. Ava is beyond all the money I can possibly have, all of my possessions. That's the Ava. Unlimited. Avaso chaviv l'cha yosem mikol achaviv l'ch. So it emerges according to this that mitzvah sahava is different than other mitzvahs atari. In all other mitzvahs, there's no din mitzad guf ha-mitzvah that a person is chayev to be moser nefesh. Because the guf ha-mitzvah is only tolui with a certain maisa. And memela, he could be mekayim this mitzvah without mesiris nefesh. And that's why, for this very reason, all mitzvahs are limited. Because you can theoretically be mekayim mitzvah without mesiris nefesh. Because that's not the chayev of the mitzvah. The chayev of the mitzvah isn't ad kadei mesiris nefesh. And there's in fact a hagbalah of v'chai b'hem. Every mitzvah we say that if it's going to cost you your life, be over on the mitzvah and don't give up one's life. Asher yaseh osadam v'chai b'hem. There's no din mesiris nefesh. V'yikri yudches. Arshis achreimos. But mitzvah sahava is different. The etzim ha-mitzvah is mechayiv mesiris nefesh. That if not for the fact that a person is muchan limser nafsho ma'oda, There's no ahava. The etim chefta v'ahava has no shir. It's a shirless mitzvah. Everything, body, soul, money, whatever it is, the person gives up for Hashem. So since it's a limitless mitzvah, you can't have a hagbalah for chaybahem. But chaybahem is talking about mitzvahs with limits. What's a mitzvah with a limit? Every mitzvah. Every mitzvah is given to be mekuyam without dying. But the essence of the mitzvah have is without a limit. So since every mitzvah is given originally with a limit, memeli, you can say v'chaybahem. Avos Hashem is given without limits, and memeli is no v'chaybahem. According to this, we can understand the drasha of Rabbi Lazar from Behaftas Hashem Elokech. Since the pasuk is coming to teach us that whatever is most beloved to you has to be given to Hashem without any limits, so b'derech memela there can't be a shir of a chayva, because this din is only shaykh and other mitzvahs in the Torah, that the ikar mitzvah is not with mesiris nefesh, but here mesiris nefesh is the etzem hamitzvah, so v'chayvahem is not talking about it. And memela there's a din of yahari val yavur. So we learn from this that there's no yafusa midine kiddush Hashem. Right, the pasuk is being megala the tochen ahava. What's the content? What's the nature of this ahava? Limitless love. So if there's an aveira that's so sir the ahava, it's pashut that a person has to die. So it's not the getter of kiddush Hashem here. The getter is limitless ahava, and limitless ahava means that one has to die. Shalot to Mirenu b'avodah zarah, she says. Pashut that a person has to die. Ma'asein kein in other mitzvahs, there's a hagbalah of a chay b'hem. And that's pshat in the Gemara in Brachas, the famous Gemara, Rabbi Kiva. They were sorkin as besar masrika shel barzel. They were combing his flesh with iron combs. And he said to Talmidim, my whole life I was mitzara pasuk zeh, of chol nafshcha filo notosh mishmascha, masa yabal yodi va kaimenu, v'achshish bal yodi lo kaimenu. My whole life I was mitzara in this pasuk. When am I finally going to be able to be mekayimit? And now that it came into my hands, I'm not going to be mekayimit. The Gemara brings this drasha of Rabbi Akiva, v'chol nafshecha fil notos mashecha, nafshecha ze hemshecha of Rabbi Elazar, that it's a kiyum dina hava. So why was Rabbi Akiva dafka mitzvah in this mitzvah, not all other mitzvahs? So the answer is that it's pashut, that this is a kiyum dina ba'ava. The chiyuv to be moser, everything of yours, to Hashem. So it's mechayev, a gili, oimek, harotzen, li masur, li dovek, elav, l'gamrei. That's part of the mitzvah of Ahava. It's not that he was just mechayim the mitzvah now. He was mechayim the mitzvah his whole life. You could say that's why there's no v'chayim b'hem. Like the Gemara says, chelkom b'chayim. Chelkom b'chayim. They're going straight to Olam Ham. Not only straight to Olam Hava, but even Olam Hazeh. So it's an under resort life, and it's a different life when a person's living with this Ahava constantly. It's the greatest level of Chiyus. Ahava's Chiyus. A person has love. A person's in love. He's filled with Chiyus. So Rabbi Akiva was mitzar, the ganze Leben. When must I yovel yodi v'akaymen? Because this is shtokukus to do with serious nefesh, was a bitui of oitzem Ahava klapi maila. So that is the first part of the shir, and demir Hashem, we will be neder. Hashem should give us the kach and moch to continue. Vilmo du lami lishma v'lasis, and hopefully we'll have a second part to explain more, and hopefully explain the Gemara we started with. Brachos lamid hey v'asafta diganecha. Zocha Lumo Dulamit, Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends, Yahava Rabbah.